Residents of Greater Napanee will see a change in their recycling pickup on January 1st, 2026. Starting in the new year, Circular Materials Ontario will take over Greater Napanee's blue and gray bin programs. MTERRA Environmental will be collecting all recyclable materials. To help residents prepare for the transition, the town is holding information sessions on October 23rd and November 4th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at 99 Advance Avenue. These sessions will provide an opportunity to learn about the transition, how it may impact residents, and how related concerns will be addressed in the new year. Deputy Director of Environmental Services, Growth and Infrastructure Services, Andrew Girouard, spoke about the changes for 2026 and the possibility of more changes in the coming years.
2026, residents should not see a change in their collection dates, the streams of recycling, or what recyclables are collected. Beyond 2026, Circular Materials Ontario and MTERRA can decide to change collection dates, routes, streams, how it's collected, so on and so forth.
CAO Matthew Grant explained challenges staff are facing and how they're moving forward in the new year.
There's going to be some change management challenges that will present themselves as this rolls out. One of the things that will be important for us is a pretty robust communications plan combined with a pretty significant advertising plan, just to ensure that people understand what we are and are not responsible for. We will need to make it clear for people what we are and are not able to do, because I appreciate some people will be coming to us to maybe look for us to assist and make sense of this. And unfortunately, we won't be in that position. And so it'll just be really important that we be clear with people about where they can go for the right information, who is now in charge of this, recycling more generally. And that work is already underway. I will give kudos to the team. It's a bit of a moving target. We're staying on top of the changes, which have been numerous.
Non-eligible sources such as industrial and commercial properties, not-for-profit organizations, municipal and government buildings, commercial farms, daycares, places of worship, campgrounds, and trailer parks will no longer receive curbside collection. Residents who live in mixed commercial and residential buildings will still receive curbside collection, while the commercial section of the building will not. The town will still be responsible for collecting garbage. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.